I've got a couple of proclamation stuff. All right. Welcome to the Tuesday, October 28, 2025 Assembly meeting. Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Assembly Member Powell.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Powers.
Here.
Mock.
Here.
Otteson.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
DeBoer.
Here.
And Mayor Bevick.
Here. Tonight, under ceremonial matters, we have a proclamation, the Extra Mile Day. Whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which acknowledges that a special vibrancy exists within the entire community when its individual citizens collectively go the extra mile in personal effort, volunteerism, and service. And whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which encourages its citizens to maximize their personal contribution to the community by giving of themselves wholeheartedly and with total effort, commitment, and conviction to their individual ambitions, family, friends, and community. And whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which chooses to shine a light on and celebrate individuals and organizations within its community who go the extra mile in order to make a difference and lift up fellow members of their community. And whereas Wrangell, Alaska acknowledges the mission of Extra Mile America to create 550 extra mile cities in America and is proud to support Extra Mile Day on November 1, 2025. Now, therefore, I, Patricia Gilbert, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby proclaim November 1, 2025 to be Extra Mile Day and urge every individual in the community to take time on this day to not only go the extra mile in his or her own life, but to also acknowledge all those who are inspirational in their efforts and commitment to make their organizations, families, community, country, or world a better place. Signed and sealed on this day, 28th day of October 2025. So we do that every year. Nice thing. Also, certificates of service are issued to Brenda Schwartz Yeager for her service and dedication on the Wrangell Conventionary Visitors Bureau from October 2001 through October 2025. Thank you for your service. And also, a certificate of service is issued to Matt Knorr for his service and dedication on the Parks and Rec Board from October 2023 through October 2025. Thank you for your service. All right. Persons to be heard. We have some correspondence in our packet.
And Megan will grab the sheet.
We'll see. And under persons to be heard, we limit you to 3 minutes. One. Okay, great. Okay, first up is DJ McConaughey. Would you like to speak now or whenever the item comes up?
No, I'll speak now.
Okay. Please.
Okay, DJ McConaughey, 5.5 mile Shoemaker Loop Road. I seen on the agenda tonight, it looked like you were talking about covenants for Aldertop, right? A lot of great work there. There are a lot of good points to be had in there, and I agree with a lot of them. But the only thing that kind of concerns me is that I think there's a couple lots out there that you guys might want to take a look at. I think it's like 19 and 20. Are those up for bid this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know if you're spending time out there, but we, my wife and I and my family, we all go out berry picking out there, and on the southern side, when you go up and then get up to the top side where all the good berries are, you'd see one lot on the corner that I think is 19 and 20 that is just full of just Wonder Bread bags and stuff like that. And And it just seems as though passing these covenants might be a little bit early, because it seems as though you might want to check out what you're selling first. Because I wouldn't say good faith, but like, I just think a little bit more investigation into the area before these get passed could be done. Because there's a lot of talk in there about, you know, trash and what, like weeds and stuff. And I just don't see how passing this tonight, when there's literal trash in the ground, it doesn't make sense to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Thank you. All right. Any other testimony? Hearing none. Amendments to the agenda. Seeing no interest in that. Conflict of interest.
Yes.
Assemblymember Mock.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have a conflict of interest on 13M.
Okay. And I will declare you do have a conflict. Thank you. All right. No other conflict of interest. Consent agenda, please.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Odison. Discussion. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Smock.
Yes.
Odison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Pat.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Powers.
Yeah.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm not going to give a report tonight because we've had three or four meetings this month already, and save you guys an hour of your time. And I do have a few things of Mayor and Assembly business to bring up briefly.
All right. Any questions from the Assembly on anything?
So thank you.
Yes. Thanks for.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing. I once submitted a 4-page task for him of projects. Remember that?
Yeah.
In the good old days? Yeah. Okay.
2 years ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago. All right. Item A, Borough Clerk's report, please.
I don't have anything to report except, as you may have seen, I emailed the Assembly to let them know that the work session that was scheduled, the joint work session with the school, it's been canceled, and it will be rescheduled as it gets closer to budget time, probably in February.
Good. That will have a better idea of finances.
And part of the reason we did that, too, is there's a lot going on in the borough, but we still have ambiguity about secure rural schools coming through, and that's a huge, that's very relative to the school district as well as ourselves as we craft our budgets. The school project will be more well-developed, too, so we have a better conversation about the school construction timeline. I just think we'll have a better conversation. I think it's almost too early at this point to have a really meaningful discussion. I don't think there'll be enough to talk about.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Moving right along, Mayor and Assembly business. I'm going to repeat our goals, Assembly, so we are driven in the right direction. Infrastructure, rehab and repair and maintenance, economic diversity. We're going to expand the economic offerings of the community, support and collaboration with our schools, quality of life, and improve our communication with the public. NCSL registration is important for everyone. It's our first in case of any emergency, our first contact with the public. Shop local. Land is for sale. You go to our website, wrangell.com, look at the maps, land for sale. Anything else you'd like to see, Assembly, on any future agenda items? Is there, you listen to the economic report that Kate Thomas, our economic director, provided in the workshop, and that report is listed in for the public. It's listed in our agenda for tonight's meeting. It's embedded in the agenda and it's available for the public. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. Any future agenda items? Okay, here, borough manager.
I just have some other comments for assembly business, okay, if this is appropriate. The November 24th special that we plan to host isn't going to be enough time to receive proposals for the preliminary engineering reports for the EDA disaster supplemental grant. Okay. And so we are proposing to reschedule to December 1st. It's a Monday. I actually won't be in town at that point, but I can join remotely. It should be a very quick meeting, probably 10 minutes to approve moving forward with some contracts.
All right. And I would hope we could all make that meeting. We don't want to lose any progress.
This December 1st.
Here. December 1st.
I don't know. We can even do it remotely.
It can be done remotely as well. And okay, even if, if you wanted to have it remote, we can. Or you can give me here or remote. Special meetings allow for that. Even if I just have two people here, as long as I have a quorum completely, that's fine.
All right. Thank you. December 1st. Anything else?
Yeah, really briefly, I did want to mention that Police Chief Gene Meek is going to have an after-action report for members of the school district and parents of the school district at the Nolan Center Friday at 5 o'clock. So that's October 30th. And that'll be an opportunity to talk about the incident up at the schools. And
Thursday.
Is it Thursday? I'm sorry, 30th. Thursday the 30th. 30th. Thursday the 30th, yep, at 5 o'clock at the Nolan Center. So if you guys are interested in that, and if you're a parent in our school district, definitely invite you to attend that. I would like the assembly's permission to solicit for proposals for data center companies for the mill property. I think that we've been rolling with that concept for a while, and I think that we might as well throw the trolling gear out there. We've only been really working with one outfit, and I think that there's certainly a lot of movement across the country as it relates to data centers. So I'd like your guys' direction if you're okay with that.
Anyone object? I see all heads nodding yes.
Okay. And then any other items I think would be good in here, because we do have a really busy agenda for November 12th already, and December 16th is already being built out, and we've had to host a number of meetings this month just due to the volume of items that we've had. So I'll try to chew through these tonight. A lot of these are pretty simple.
Yeah, a lot of them are housekeeping items for tonight. All right, anything else, assembly? All right, item 10, Mayor and Assembly appointments. We do have a vacancy on the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. We have one letter of interest, and I am proud to appoint Kim Wickman to fill the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board seat until October 2028. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, so moved. All right, moving right along. Public hearing, there's none. Unfinished business, none. We're going to move to new business on page 128, item 13A, ordinance number 1095 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.08.130, sales tax inspector duties to enact enforcement in the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve a first reading of ordinance number 1095 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on November 12th, 2025.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Mock.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Robbie's been waiting very patiently. You want to speak to this one, Robbie?
Sure. Yeah, might as well. Madam Mayor and Assembly, I do appreciate you taking the time. As we all know, sales tax enforcement has been something that we've been discussing for several years now. The finance department and borough manager has been speaking with Alvin Rogers about doing a sales tax audit. We did realize that we're going to have to outsource this initially, but after having the tax conference that myself and Daniel Henderson went to, we got some great pointers on how to process this internally in the future. So this is just to enact enforcement, just like it says, to ensure compliance in a timely manner, and if people don't, then we're not going to uphold that financial burden on ourselves. So if anybody has any questions?
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. I think this is really just done preemptively. We want to make sure that we haven't voted in a good spot and we don't run into any challenges and have a kind of a faulty sales tax system for audits.
And you have been actively contacting businesses and making sure that they're remitting sales tax in a proper fashion.
Yep. We have, we work with our economic development director to ensure that we have proper publications in place. I know that Daniel's been very cognizant on using our NICSL registration, as well as, you know, working on sending out remittance reminders as often as possible. And now it's just to ensure what people are reporting are in compliance and, you know, they are, you know, fair and equitable to the monies that they are.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Okay, poll vote.
I'd just like for the public to know that, I've talked to some other people, basically my brother and Craig. He's been audited out there twice. And I want people to understand it's not a terrible thing. It's mostly it's just to make sure you're in compliance and know what to do. Because even when he had it done out there, there were certain things that he was not doing. And I'd hope that we also just for the first couple of times explain to the people that this, if you're not doing it correctly, I'm not trying to, you know, fine you or anything like that. We want you to be in compliance. And I just want people to understand that when you get a call, it's not like the IRS coming to your door and telling you we're going to shut you down. We just want you to be understand it. I mean, I've called many a times myself just to get clarification from the finance director, Mason, and to make sure that I am doing things correctly. And I'm sure things might be found, but I just want everybody to understand that we're not, as a city, trying to, you know, close your business down or fine you big fines or anything like that. We just want to get everything into compliance.
And Robbie mentioned it, but also we do have a NICSL group for this. I know that NICSL's usually thought of as an emergency alert system, and it typically is, but we do use that to notify certain groups that want to register in that capacity that their sales taxes are coming due. So that's been a useful thing. I don't know that we've done a good job at advertising that, but there are a number of people in that group. And, you know, Dave's exactly right. We're not here to find people and gotcha in that way, but we do want to correct certain actions and educate the community on sales taxes. Now, if you're not remitting and you knowingly do that, then we're going to slap a heavy lien on you and enforce that accordingly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Towers?
Yeah.
Mock?
Yes.
And Mayor Joker?
Yes. Item B, page 132, ordinance number 1090 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 9.08.090, certain conditions declared nuisances in chapter 9.08, nuisances, title 9, health and safety of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1093 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on November 12, 2025.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Powers.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm going to pass 1093 into 1094 over to Kim.
Okay.
So back in 2019, when we were looking at the enacting the fine schedule, there were several portions of the code that needed to be tied into that fine schedule. And this section, 9.08.090, was missed. And so this just adds that fine schedule ability or wording, if you will, to the end of that section. And then it's tied into the fine schedule in Title I.
Housekeeping item.
Yeah.
Any comments or questions, Assembly DeBoard?
Thank you. I'm going to pass this, but I talked to Kim about this a little bit earlier. I want us to look at the actual ordinance itself. There's one of these in here bothers me. Number C, the public exposure of a person having a contagious disease. I'm assuming this was written around COVID some point in time, but I don't think we should be finding people that have the flu for walking down the street. So I'd just like to bring that back at some point in time so we could look into that.
At one time, I think we still have a health officer in our code. You know, I think it's from the steamboat paddle days.
It's actually from 1969. I looked it
up. This is from 69?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that was before Mason and I. Half of us were born. So if we could look at that one particular, please. I just don't. It's kind of weird.
Look at that and then bring just a separate ordinance back with,
thank you.
To make it.
And probably eliminate the health officer too. All right. Any comments? Okay. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, page 136, ordinance number 1094, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in chapter 1.20, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1094, move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on November 12, 2025.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. Another housekeeping.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is just the fine that goes along with the previously approved ordinance.
Right.
Following in line with the previous ones that have been done.
Correct. Any comments, questions, Assembly? All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item D, page 139, resolution number 10-25-1989 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving land covenants for the Aldertop Shoemaker Bay Subdivision 2.
Move to approve resolution number 10-25-1989.
Second.
Okay, motion by Mock, second by Powell.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So CCR doesn't just stand for one of my favorite bands. Yep. It's covenant, conditions, and restrictions. Yeah, right. And so Kate's going to propose this resolution, which establishes those covenants, conditions, and restrictions for the Aldertop subdivision. She's put a lot of work in with the attorney on this.
Thank you, Mason. So I just want to highlight for folks the purpose and intent of CCRs. They set clear expectations for development. They protect the property values, support good land stewardship among residents, including things like proper drainage, safe access, protections, particularly around wetlands. And then they reduce future borough maintenance burdens by ensuring driveways, drainage, and site work are done correctly right out of the gate. These are all the things in the covenants that we've discussed or had issues with related to code violations or just unsightly conditions of properties. We've put a lot of money into this development, and there are a lot of folks that are excited about purchasing land and expect there to be some controls around the subdivision. All of the covenants that we're in here are, I think, general and not unreasonable. It doesn't limit the size of the house or the exterior facade of a house. It doesn't change the course of the zoning requirements or development standards. So things that you'll see is restrictions for residential use only, no more than two dwellings per lot, specific location for driveway access. So the lots that are along Zemovia Highway, we will not be allowing for driveways to be punched in from the highway. That was something that we worked with the state DOT office on initially when we were developing. So we got our two access points permitted, but any driveway that's going to happen within the properties needs to happen or be developed from within the subdivision. So we're not allowing for side yard or backyard driveway access. They'll all have to be along the front yard lines where appropriate. There are a couple lots where we would allow for side yard access because there's electrical easements along the front property line. We're also limiting long-term parking on borough right-of-ways, so you can't park on the roadway for more than 30 days at a time, so we don't have these vehicle issues that we've been having elsewhere in the borough. And then it references drainage and stormwater. So just reinforcing that your development can't have a negative impact on the property below you. And then subdivision of lots. No lots can be subdivided to be smaller, although lots can be added together to create a larger lot. We've had a few questions about that where folks want to build a garage on one lot and a house on another. But you have to have a primary residency on the lot that you're developing on. So by combining, you're able to expand the square footage and build multiple structures on the property. And then it talks about nuisances and then just the duration and applicability of the covenant. So it runs with the land. They need to be recorded immediately after the plat for the subdivision, so the survey. and then would be instated immediately after that was recorded. And so anyone who purchases the property will know that the covenants exist and will be handed a packet of information that they can review. But just as a reminder, doesn't limit the size of the dwelling, the design of the dwelling. It allows for maximum flexibility in the type of structure that you can build out there. And it is consistent and it is not contradictory to any of the zoning requirements.
Thank you.
One of the biggest questions I get from members of the public that are interested in the subdivision is mobile homes and modular homes generally are not they're not prohibited in here. And I think that it has to have a permanent foundation. So that's kind of the answer to that. You can have a modular home on a foundation, but we're not allowing any mobile homes or modular homes without a foundation.
That is correct. And I will just address Mr. McConaughey's point there. It talks about nuisances and buildup of rubbish. On lots 19 and 20, that was where the initial landfill existed for the school that was on the property. So those conditions are known to the prospective buyer, and existing conditions that the borough knows about will not have penalty upon the new buyer.
And they've been disclosed.
Add to the landfill.
And we disclosed those.
Yeah.
One was the concrete asbestos pipe that was there on the site running through one of the lots, and the other one was the landfill area.
Thank you. Any questions or comments, Assembly? Okay. Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly members, support?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Carrickle?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Thank you. Item E, page 150, resolution number 10-25-1990 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY 2026 budget in the Industrial Construction Fund by accepting the revenue from the sale of industrial lot number 9, block 66 of the industrial replat to Alan Mashad.
Move to approve resolution number 10-25-1990.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Audison.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Fairly simple. This is lot 9 of our industrial subdivision at 5th and 6th Avenue. And Alan Mashad bought one for $39,165. All the proceeds will go to the Industrial Construction Fund, as it is kind of a revolving construction fund. So,
right.
And we did profit off of this, but in a very minor, immaterial fashion.
And this is one of the lots we reduced the price,
correct,
to sell it. Okay, it worked.
So all 8 lots are on the tax rolls.
Good. Any questions, Assembly? All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Thank you. Item F, page 152, resolution number 10-25-1994 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, expressing support for assisting Alaskans displaced by Typhoon Halong and authorizing coordination with state and federal partners to provide temporary housing and services.
Move to approve resolution number 10-25-1994.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Mock.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The community leadership group and I, which is all the main employers across town, we meet once a month. We did have a little bit of an emergency meeting to discuss helping Western Alaskan families that have been displaced by the typhoon out west. And no community knows what a disaster is like more than us in recent days since the November 23 landslide. This is our really attempt to show some support for other Alaskans that are experiencing some tragedy in the short term. We did kind of come up with our resources and capacity to assist families. We don't want to take on too much and you know, not be able to provide a quality of life for those evacuees in some cases. But I do think we have the capacity to help out some and talk to the local school district. They certainly have the capacity. Talk to our partners at Trident about what they can offer. And I think that we're going to try to keep it, you know, somewhat modest, but still do our part to help. And I know that Petersburg and Ketchikan have also signed on to show some support. So I think that it's not just Wrangell that's stepping up, but I know that we were one of the first, and we did issue a letter to the governor's office and the federal delegation today along with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, who seems to be leading the recovery effort. So this is just a short-term thing, but do know that we would require some concessions from the state and the federal government to be able to pull this off. You know, we can't have kids in schools without a proper BSA account that's representative of those additional students, those things like that. If Trident's expected to open up the bunkhouses for 8-9 months, we don't expect them to, you know, have to front the bill for utilities and other things that come along with that. And so we'd have to work all that out. So this is kind of the first step, and then we'll get some more context from the state and see what we can come forward with, and we'll bring it back to the assembly. But I do think it's important to step up for fellow Alaskans at this time.
And we'll keep the community informed. Any comments or questions? Assemblymember Powers.
Thank you. What's the likelihood of this happening?
I think the likelihood, I mean, they have to choose Wrangell, so it's not like they're forcing them to specific places. So I think it's kind of more up to those that are in Anchorage at this point. I think it's likely that we see a few families. I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. I mean, we're going to have a limit, and it might be 3 families, you know.
Is there a process potentially to say that we don't feel like this is a decent fit?
After more context, yeah, if we learn more from the state and we find out that this might not be a good fit, or we can't offer that range of services, or maybe they're not willing to provide X, Y, and Z, we can certainly decline. So there's no commitment at this point. It's just
an offer.
Further due diligence and an offer extended. So, yeah.
Right.
Correct. Question?
Any other comments or questions? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Samak?
Yes.
Audison?
Yeah.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howie?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item G, page 156, resolution number 10-25-1995 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the sanitation operator job description and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 10-25-1995.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Powers.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this had a schedule that didn't work for us in the job description. It's kind of weird that we actually had schedules in the job description. We kind of reformed that and got union concurrence. One of the hires we actually recently made had the credentials to be one of the main operators at the sanitation department. Given the job description restrictions, we had to hire him as a worker first, and then now after this we'll promote him just because he has a CDL. And okay. and so just a bit of a technicality, the union has approved this. We typically do letters of agreement on changes for union job descriptions that are substantial, mm-hmm. but this is really immaterial for our purposes, so they're all bought into it and more of just a technical update.
All right. And this was based on seniority. This is the only change you really have in this under the working conditions. Any comments or questions, Assembly? Okay. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item H, page 162, resolution number 10-25-1996, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the job description for the corrections sergeant position, updating the non-union wage and grade table, and providing for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 10-25-1996.
Second.
Motion by Powell, second by DeBoer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this goes along with the last meeting's resolution on police department wage and grade table. We missed the correction sergeant out of all that, and so we want to make that right. So this is in conformance with the changes that we previously have made for $2 an hour. So it just hikes it from grade 18 to 19. And again, still low compared to other municipalities, but a little bit more competitive, and we feel justified in that, especially with the reduction in force.
Okay. Any comment, Assembly? Housekeeping item here. Poll vote, please.
Assembly member staff.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Powers.
Yep.
Mock.
Yes.
Audison.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item I, page 170, approval of the professional services agreement with LCG Land Tech for the architectural and engineering design services for the Wrangell School's renovations, the three sites project in the amount of $797,192.50.
Move to approve the professional service agreement with the LCG Land Tech for the architectural and engineering design service for the Wrangell School's renovation three sites project in the amount of $797,192.50.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. One of the more exciting items on the agenda. So this is the design for the deed major maintenance funded and our partially our $3.5 million bond funded major maintenance renovation to the school district. And so this is the design in total under contract with LCG Land Tech. The budget for deed that was submitted to deed was about $1 million in design, so a couple hundred thousand dollars under budget, which is exceptional because that can be applied towards construction.
Right.
One thing we did want to make clear is that the deed does have to sign off on this contract and give their concurrence. But once they do, then we'll be due for our next payment. Typically, when we get reimbursed through grant programs, we get reimbursed at the invoice or the monthly or the quarterly level. This one's actually got certain benchmarks. So after signing your award agreement, you get 10%. And after getting a contract for design, you get another 10%. So there's certain milestones that you actually get reimbursed from the grant proceeds. So we'll start to realize those early in anticipation of construction. The bid schedule, they plan to have all the bid documents prepared and ready to issue in April. So we should be able to move into construction in summer months, along with the public safety building. We do plan to have the public safety building design contract on the December 16th agenda, and then we'll move into construction next summer as well. So nice to attract one big outfit to do it all.
Yes. And for the public, all three campuses will be renovated to a certain degree, a lot of replace roofing and rotten foundation and siding and all kinds of things.
We don't have a rotten foundation though. We're good on the foundation. something we don't. But the
foundation beams.
Okay.
An elementary school.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't want to alarm anyone. Okay. But
yes, but namely roof and siding, some right. boiler systems replacement. But it'll be nice because I know that past holders of your position and administration let these buildings get deteriorated, and we're going to correct that. And we're lucky enough to have gotten a deed major maintenance grant that scored very highly that's funding this. And we did get a couple of different proposals, but Land Tech was ultimately decided as the best. And we have used Northwind Architects in the past for like public safety building and for the PAR for the school condition assessment. So we've done some work with them, and we look forward to using them in the future too.
All right. Thank you. Any questions, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
We got a comment and a question.
Sure.
I want to thank the borough administration for doing a competitive bid on this. Really like that. And we got new players. So maybe we're, kind of broadening our engineering architecture skill or group sets where we go to them. And I think, just a clarification. When I was reading that, what the different elements were in this, there's a discussion about replacing roofs,
mm-hmm.
and then one of the structures is replacing roof panels. Is that just semantics, or is there a whole different?
No, I believe what that's referencing is some of the flat roof portions are in panels, that rubber membrane.
Okay,
so
more complete. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions? Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
Yes.
Powers.
Yes.
Mock.
Yes.
Audison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. Item J is a handout, Assembly. Approval of the storage and wharfage suspension agreement.
Move to approve a storage and wharfage suspension agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, and Wrangell and Alaska Marine Lines Incorporated.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Powers.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Did everybody get a copy of the amended version? It's just the one number, but here's the amended version of this. Powers. Everybody else have one?
No.
Okay, thank you. So this is a big one, and we're lucky enough to have a good partner in Alaska Marine Lines. We have been working towards a new facility at the 6 Mile Mill site. Obviously, a lot of work to be done in quantifying if that's a good deal for the community still. We're still committed to the public process and that, but we are going through our process that we had agreed to in the MOU, and they've been a really, really productive partner in doing that. So this is acknowledging that there is a cost to a development plan. They have turned in a lease application just today for the tidelands of the mill property, about an acre and a half of tidelands for construction of a ramp and affiliated port infrastructure. So that was just turned in today, 120-foot ramp along with the pilings to tie up a barge. And we'll be going through the process of evaluating the lease through planning and zoning, Port Commission, EDB, much like we did with American Cruise Lines and got their sign off on that one. And actually, side note, we do start negotiations with American Cruise Lines tomorrow morning, and then we'll kick those discussions off. So we're trying to run these fairly parallel, but I do appreciate their application that will go to the commission level. And this is really in an effort to avoid cost increases for freight to the community, because we do understand there's a cost, and we're really, this is just a measure to protect the community. So this original agreement in the packet is for $250,000. We believe the development plan, after further discussions with Alaska Marine Lines, that is going to have a cost in excess of that. So we've amended that to $350,000, and we will suspend it up to that eligible amount.
Right. Any comments or questions, Assembly? Assembly Member Dalrymple. Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good thing because it's somewhat responsive to the like the workshop we had the other week and concerns about freight, right, and the cost increases. And I think this is a good step to step up to that issue and continue to move on with the project as well.
Help mitigate those perceived increase in costs. Any other comments or questions? All right, good that we got a lease application. Good.
It's going to take some time to evaluate an actual lease agreement if approved to and recommended by the commissions and approved to move forward by the assembly, but a really big milestone in the process. And I really do appreciate the professionalism and the productive partners we do have at Alaska Marine Lines. They've been really great to work with.
All right, thank you. Poll vote, please.
Yes, assembly members DeBoard.
Yes.
Powers.
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Arneson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13K is also a handout. Does every assembly member have that? This is the recommended motion is on page 204, assembly. Approval of the First Amendment to the Purchase and Sale Agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and Tideline Construction Limited Liability Company.
Move to approve the First Amendment to the Purchase and Sale Agreement with Tideline Construction for a portion of the 6 Mile Mill site.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is an amendment to the Purchase and Sale Agreement with Tideline Construction LLC. Owner of that is Will Tonsgaard. Just for clarification, Shorty Tonsgaard's the dad, Will's the son. I know that a lot of people have done different business, so I'd like to make that clarification. We initially signed that purchase and sale agreement in May and moved forward. They've done a lot of work at the mill property, which was the form of consideration for land exchange. That initial land exchange was for 9 acres. This first amendment further clarifies the bounds of that 9 acres generally. It still needs to be surveyed, and we might do a meets and bounds survey to expedite that and give them some ownership, or we might just do the conventional survey process. But what this really amendment speaks to, in addition to further clarifying that property under Exhibit C, is the old building, because they the old mechanics building, they have demonstrated their interest in that facility, something that Channel Construction, Shorty Tonsgaard, has leased and under a short-term lease arrangement since 2023. And there is value to that building. Likely they present the best case scenario for them to actually occupy that building. And given this, it would fall within their property. And because there's value, we want to show the community that we're getting reciprocal value in a transaction. We do feel that the generators that are coming off the Empress have the potential to be that consideration for the building. They're 1800 kW 3516 Caterpillar engines, so that's 1.8 megawatts. And whether that supplements a backup for a data center or it's another 3.6 megawatts for
supplementing backup generation to feeder four. That's a good thing for backup generation to the community of Wrangell. So I think it's a win-win if those generators upon inspection prove to be worth it. And we do have that northeast building up on the corner that they would likely be housed in, and that's kind of our plan. So Superintendent McCollin is working on a plan for, you know, preemptively, if it all works out, storing these things so they don't end up like the generators that we all bought from Nome back in the day and sat around, and some of them, I don't really know the full story on that, but we want to make these productive assets, not stranded assets, if we do execute the transaction. So particularly what's changing in the verbiage to look at here is upon signing this, so not after you guys are approval, but when I actually sign it with Will Tonsgaard, we'll have 30 days to inspect the generators off the Empress and take a look at that. And if we want them, we get one for free in exchange for the building and a right or first refusal on the second. And that's kind of what we negotiated. Now, the other thing that they put in here is kind of an odd condition to put it in a First Amendment, but I do think it's in our advantage the way this is being presented. I won't go too far into it, but I think that their current lease arrangement on the property for the 6 acres leased by Channel Construction precludes a barge with any potential hazardous materials on it to be retrofitted there. And that barge is the Empress, for example. So it's in our best interest to see that work done. We still have all the protections in place in the lease agreement if there is hazardous material or contamination that happens on the site through their work. So I worked through that with the attorney today. This is something that they wanted, and understandably so, is that vessel will be arriving to town in the next 30 days. So I think it's stalled up for weather right now. It was supposed to leave on October 24th, but they're kind of waiting for weather. So those are really the two conditions. And, you know, if we don't proceed with the generators, it'll continue to operate under a short-term lease. It's under channel. It could always be reassigned to Highline LLC. Yeah. And I think we're excited about the potential for backup generation that provides a nice path forward for the next 15 years.
Okay. Any comments or questions? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Anyway, thank you. I still have a concern, and I guess I hope I'll get some clarification that there will be delineations of right of way for utility and access, especially to that southern our property, which I would call it filled tidelands, I guess, that we own. And that will that be in the plat? Will that be where that gets established?
That's correct, Assembly Member Dalrymple. In the plat, but also it's a condition of closing in the existing purchase and sale agreement. So if you look at conditions precedent to the purchaser, they have to sign certain easement agreements with us, easement for utility and access. And there's some other conditions in there that will ultimately be reflected in the final plat. So right-of-ways and easements will be covered off on access to the southern parcel. And this, I should clarify, this map really, what the intent is in Exhibit C is to not create a margin between, because it's a very slim margin for what they requested and what we actually want. We don't want a slim little parcel that we could actually be eligible to sell next to the property that we can't on that southern triangle. So that's about 3 acres on the most southern tip of the mill property.
Assembly Member Powell.
So on the generators, I would like to do a little research on them for maintenance costs. Are they something that people like? Are the reviews good on them? You know, blah, blah, blah down the road. I want to make sure that we're getting something that's worth something and not that's going to be a nightmare.
Absolutely. But the concurrence of the assembly and that I will make sure that happens.
Right. And 30 days does not start at the signing of this. Empress has to get here first.
It starts when I sign it. So I'm not going to sign it until the Empress does get here.
Good. Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Okay. Madam Mayor.
Oh, Assembly Member Mock.
So we have 30 days to do the assessment of the generators before we agree to take them or not?
Correct.
Okay. I feel like that might be a little quick to schedule someone to, you know, NC Machinery or someone from Seattle or Anchorage to come here. My experience is that they're often fairly booked up.
Appreciate that. That's a good sentiment, Chair. I do think that we wouldn't sign this until we'd had the assurance that we had proper time to inspection. So we would move forward without having a proper plan.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powers?
Yeah.
Mock?
Yes.
Austin?
Yeah.
Darrenfeld?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Marybook?
Yes. Item L, page 224, approval of a memorandum of understanding between Mike Allen Enterprises and the City and Borough of Wrangell for participation in the EDA Disaster Supplemental Grant Coalition.
Move to approve a memorandum of understanding between Mike Allen Enterprises and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Mott.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm going to give the explanation for the next four, including this one. MOUs that we're passing. This is in an effort to include these stakeholders into our coalition for the EDA Disaster Supplemental Grant. Roles and responsibilities are really just participation in that. We obviously are facilitating those discussions. I think we're planning on having our first coalition meeting the third week in November, but each of these partners, I'll start with Mike Allen, obviously represents the timber industry and one of the three T's that we're applying under for this project. Mr. Allen's going through a pretty nice expansion of his 13-mile mill. We're committed to providing supporting infrastructure and trying to seek other private investments out of his business in the part of this grant. For the seafood companies, Trident and Pacific Seafoods, we're seeking their input, namely as it relates to the Flume project. Additional water capacity should be of interest to them particularly and to us, and we want to work towards getting that Flume replaced. So that's a good piece of infrastructure and part of the EDA disaster scope. And then for Tideline Construction, quite obvious that that would be the mill property and inputting all the water, sewer, power utilities, surfacing upgrades, port and bulkhead replacement, and all the accompanying upgrades to the mill property. So that's of significant interest to Tideline. And so we'll invite all these stakeholders to the table along with those we signed MOUs with already, which is GreenSpark, our data center company partner, and we have Alaska Marine Lines and American Cruise Lines. We will also invite other stakeholders that we don't particularly sign MOUs. We do want some of the bigger entities that stand by this these construction projects and that stand to maybe actually make some investments out of this as be substantiated through an MOU. But like we'll invite Marine Service Center vendors, tourism, visitor industry participants, those types of things. So they're all stand to be very impacted by this grant. So you likely might see a couple more MOUs on the next agenda, WCA, Clinton-Ida, Search, some of those in Rank Public Schools potentially. But this isn't a check the box thing. It is meaningful. We do want these folks to participate and we will keep meeting minutes and make sure that our construction projects actually reflect further investment out of these companies and make sure that they're in a direction to improve circumstances for each of them.
And for the public, give them the broad aspect of the grant, 20 to perhaps $50 million.
Yep.
And what are the three areas for the community?
Yep. So this is the industry transformational pathway subsection of the EDA disaster supplemental grant, $20 to $50 million. You can scope 3 to 5 construction projects. We've elected to scope 3 construction projects by location. The mill property, the downtown waterfront, and the Flume are our 3 projects. At the mill property, we will move to expand the Marine Service Center by carrying an amphibious travel lift and having long-term vessel storage out there with some potential maintenance activities and keeping all the active repair and maintenance downtown. Oftentimes, the boat storage here in town precludes other people from hauling out and actually getting maintenance work done. So we do have in our preliminary plans for the mill property, a 6-acre expansion of the Marine Service Center, with accompanying infrastructure, utilities being stubbed out for vendors and other service providers. We do have backup generation also considered in here, either a new facility or retrofit of the existing building to install generators that we already acquire or new generators that we may purchase. Because either way, even if the data center concept doesn't work out in the long run, which I think we have a significant case, one of the better cases in Southeast Alaska, if not the it's important that we back up feeder 4 in the long run to get additional backup generation capacity. So that's part of it. And then surfacing, armor rocking the whole mill property because the bulkheads are falling, the rail carts are falling in the water, and surfacing upgrades. So that's the mill property generally. you know, part of the Marine Service Center upgrade is actually a ramp for the amphibious travel lift, and a ramp that you could also launch and pull boats from that are like on a 40-ton trailer, for example. So some additional resiliency there. On the downtown waterfront, there's a lot of different aspects of that. One is a floating dock component to City Dock. There's a lot of vessels that can't come into City Dock because their gangway alignment doesn't work for City Dock. So oftentimes you see the Berths and Ketchikan, they actually have floating dock components because most ships can disembark from the waterline onto a floating dock. And that's also really nice because we've seen what a gangway shift can cause with a really large vessel. You know, it usually pushes a pause for 30, 45 minutes for a gangway shift. And then all of a sudden there's 500 people would exit the ship right away. So it's something that would, you know, aid in a constant flow, which is good, but additional port infrastructure to increase the resiliency of our port. And then we have the expansion of our downtown waterfront. So after we've filled out, we'd be putting power to the new port expansion with American Cruise Lines, other utilities, water, potentially sewer. And we've prioritized those requests, a parking lot for the downtown waterfront, and then some accompanying infrastructure upgrades. And then the flume is up in our upper reservoir. It leads into our upper reservoir. It captures water running off the watershed, redirects it to our upper reservoir. It's really a makeshift piece of infrastructure.
Really rough shape.
I don't know when that was actually put in, but it's literally tin and stanchions. You know, so it doesn't even really deserve the designation of a flume. But it'll be awesome once it's done, and it will capture water at a very efficient rate compared to what it is now. Because I don't know we never put a weir up there to understand what we're really losing, but it's got to be like a 30-20% efficiency rate. So we're losing a ton of water off the watershed. So if we can redirect it, great. And that's a $2 million project. So, you know, I think we expect about a $45 million grant application altogether. And this is coming on the lines of already achieving $52 million. And be really great if we could get it. I think we have a good chance.
Yep. We're going to go for it. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Ma?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item M, page 229, Assembly Member Mock sitting out on this one. Approval of a memorandum of understanding between Trident Seafoods and the City and Borough of Wrangell for participation in the EDA Disaster Supplemental Grant Coalition.
Move to approve memorandum of understanding between Trident Seafoods and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Dalrymple. And again, this is another MOU. Okay, any other comments or questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powers?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item N, page 234, approval of a memorandum of understanding between Pacific Seafoods and the City and Borough of Wrangell for participation in the EDA Disaster Supplemental Grant Coalition.
Move to approve a memorandum of understanding between Pacific Seafoods and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by DeBoer.
One other thing that I think that's worth mentioning, Madam Mayor, employers like Trident Seafoods and Pacific Seafoods obviously represent a really meaningful part of our economy. And that their scope would be just directed to the flume. They would be able to give their comments on all the construction projects, because I can think of the waterfront development, right, for example, actually benefiting their businesses. If we expand the Marine Service Center, maybe there's more place for storage for containers and the likes of that. So I think that there's a lot of places for them to chime in here and contribute in a meaningful way.
Yes, it basically involves the whole community. Correct. Yes. Any comments? All right, poll vote, please.
First, Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item O, page 239, the last MOU for this meeting, approval of a memorandum of understanding between Pipeline Construction LLC and the City and Borough of Wrangell for participation in the EDA Disaster Supplemental Grant Coalition.
Move to approve a memorandum of understanding between Tideline Construction LLC and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Mock.
Same thing.
Appreciate
Madam Mayor.
Yeah. Yes. And we'll expect a few more MOUs at our next meeting. And
The grant is due March. Okay, so we'll be hearing more and more about this. Any questions, Assembly? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Odison?
Yes.
Bavaripol?
Yes.
And Govern?
Yes.
Madam Mayor, if I could just ask you to suspend the rules just real quick.
All right.
I want to thank Megan Powell for, and I know she's going to be embarrassed, but I want to recognize her for immediately raising the bar. Okay, that's good. Raising the bar across the borough, it has been a really meaningful change. I know that she doesn't come to the meetings all the time, but it's been a great help, and we've seen a tremendous amount of progress as a result of that position coming online. So just want to recognize her and her hard work, and she's been great with the staff, and it's been a lot of fun.
And many compliments from the community as well. So it goes towards her. All right, Assembly, we will adjourn at 8 p.m.